guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, the other day I did the review about a woman trying to swipe as a man on Tinder, and it didn't work out well for her. She was shocked how awful guys have it on Tinder. Well, today I have another article to read. This isn't a video review. This is an article. But it's where a couple of guys on Reddit did some experiments on Tinder by putting up a profile photo that was an exceptionally good-looking male model. And he put a horrible, horrible profile to go with it to see how much interest he would get. And as you would expect, he got a lot of interest and by some pretty attractive women. You know, the thing of it is that a lot of dating coaches and stuff will say, hey, if you have game and you can talk a good game, you can get girls to date you. And I can't really disprove that, because I will say that as I've dated, usually when I have a conversation with somebody and I can inject some of my hobbies and some of my passions and that I've traveled and that I'm successful, I can generate attraction and I can date. But as far as these dating apps go, I do not get any swipes. Anytime I've done it, I've gotten a couple swipes, but not many. You know, usually all you have to do is put bald, 5'7", and next, they're done. And that's okay. You know, we all have our preferences. But the thing that interests me is that it used to be back in the day that a guy that didn't have traditionally good looks, if he was still successful, if he had income, if he was intelligent, if he had some game, so to speak, if he was able to be comfortable in his own skin and hold his frame, and he could still get dates. And I still think that's true today, but not on the dating apps. And because the problem is you swipe based on looks. Now, if there wasn't a picture involved and it just came down to salary and how long you are and or how many muscles you have, there'd be different factors. Right. But when it comes to these apps, it's all based on looks. So let's dive right into this. We'll get recording here. And I kind of show you what and I have to, you know, I have to watch a lot of my words here because YouTube, Big Daddy YouTube, doesn't like some of what I say. So they say modern women will hook up with guys that do things to underage people and old-timey German lovers. Old-timey German people, as long as they're good-looking. Now, there's something else to be known here, too. This is no different than the guys. Guys, we usually don't read a profile. We'd be like, oh, she looks cute, but I can't see her body, and nope, right? Or she looks cute, and oh, okay, she's not, like, got a weird-shaped body or overweight or whatever's not attractive to you. Or if you're one of those that likes the heavier ladies, then you go, oh, she is heavy. Nice, done, right? But who cares what the profile says, unless it says something like, you know, the usual mother of, you know, two, and they are my world. Then most guys are out, unless, you know, some guys are still into that for a little bit of fun. Anyway, so I'm not saying that women are bad for doing this. I'm saying they're no different than the guys for doing this. But the difference that the women have, they'll still be selected based on just guys wanting physical fun with a woman, where women usually will not do that. You know, again, an 8 will nail a 6 for something to do on a quiet Tuesday because he's bored. It doesn't work the other way around. All right, so it says, lots of women these days consider themselves progressive, virtuous, dignified, and classy. They consider themselves paragons of morality and righteousness because they stand against bad things. But that all goes out the window the moment they meet a guy who's good-looking online. Redditor conducted an experiment on Tinder just to see how many flaws. Flaw being a massive understatement. Women would overlook just to get with a good-looking guy. And it says they'll look overlook just about anything, including being with a person that's too young for them. It says here's the profile and the picture. And it looks like with the number of dots at the bottom of this, they uploaded 6 pictures. So it's not just a one photo. They uploaded enough where this model women, I guess, took this as a real account. It says, Ray, 23, aspiring model. Watch out for me in the cover of GQ in a couple of years. Smiley face. You know, I've had trouble with the law my whole life. Convicted 3 times for being with a minor. and it was like before she turned 16. So I guess it was like he's saying it was with a 15-year-old. I'm on Tinder because maybe I'll do some of you easy girls. I'll stop wanting to be with kids. Unlikely, LMAO. They're way tighter than you, beef curtain, C word. I hope you can therefore forgive me for my ma past crimes. So he was not nice about this, not at all. But you know, the creator of this fake account really wanted to test and see what's up. So it says this guy's said some truly messed up stuff. You'd think this appalling bio would be too much to overcome, and Ray, handsome as he may be, would be deemed unforgivable for his past transgressions. But here's some of their messages. Now, I'll leave the link down below this if you want to read a little bit more specific. I'm going to jump just a bit here. Girls, now here's what's interesting. A girl messages him first, I believe. I don't see the top of Tinder, so maybe this isn't the first thing, but I believe that he did not message anyone first. It says, "Hey, every criminal has a chance to be forgiven, but then again, there's something very attractive about a bad boy." He says, "I think I'd rather be bad than forgiven." She says, "Question is, how bad does this bad boy get, and does this bad boy need a naughty girl to keep him bad?" I'm just going to jump to the next one. Now you can see the Amber headline. It says, "You matched with Amber," and immediately she messages because, again, there's the match and no previous message. She says, "I can absolve you of your sins tonight." Same thing with Maria. "Hey, are you living in London?" Same thing with Agnes. "Well, hello there, gorgeous. How are you?" Now, I noticed when I was vacationing in the Philippines and in Thailand, I did have Tinder, and I paid extra so I could swipe in any location. So what I would do is before I got to like Bangkok, or before I got to Phuket, or before I got to Malaysia, or any country or any city that I went to. But if you pay the extra, you get to see who likes you before you even swipe. And I said, "Oh, I didn't even realize that was active. Forget it. Put the phone down. Go to bed." Woke up the next day. Not only did I have a maybe 125, 150 likes. I would say probably 50 of them were not professionals, and they were attractive women. And every one of them that I clicked like or message or match with, within maybe 15 or 20 minutes, usually they sent the first message. So this is not unheard of if you have a high enough value. Okay, but the trick is you got to be high value. Obviously, they still, you know, consider him to be. Agnes says, "Well, hey there, gorgeous. How are you?" Molly: "Hey, when I was 7, I stole a gumball from my corner store and felt guilty about it for years. I guess that makes us equally as evil." Another one: "What a coincidence. I'm only here for a few days. What are you doing tomorrow night?" She says to him, and she just throws personal details out and says, "I'm in the area." Another woman here: "When I was 6, I stole a Kinder Bueno from the supermarket. I guess that we're both felons now. Ha ha." And so on and so on and so on. You get the point, right? So here they say another Redditor conducted an almost identical experiment. His handsome story is the same, but he changed the guy's name to Chad, and again, he puts it all in the bio. And here he's got an athletic guy here, same, "Sup, I'm Chad. You don't like me, too bad." And here you'll see, same thing. Now, the difference is this guy actually got depressed. As he got near the end of the experiment, he actually got completely bummed out. And I'll get near the end of it I'm skipping a lot of this, so again, read the links below. Let me get to near the end of his experiment. He says, so he matched with a girl. She says, "Hey there." He says, "Doesn't even matter what I say, does it?" And she says, "Huh?" And he said, "Look, just read my profile, see what I did, and then brush it aside so we can go ahead and smash already, okay?" And she said, "So your plan here is to boss me around and expect me to do everything you say, because why?" And he says, "Forget it." She said, "You give up easy, don't you?" He said, "Whatever." She says, "Calm down, silly. I did read your profile. Can we move on now?" He said, and there it is, FFS, for F's sake. She says, "What?" He says, "Forget about it." And they write down below it, "By now, the guy running the experiment has lost all faith in humanity. Make sure he has read the profile, or she has read the profile, and basically just waits for her to admit she doesn't care that he's done all these bad things." By this point, the guy is just appalled and barely even pretend to be Chad anymore. When she says, "Can we move on now?" he replies straight up as himself, not Chad, and just says, "Oh, there it is, FFS." She clearly has no idea what's going on. She still thinks she's talking to Chad. There's another girl who's determined not to let the conversation die, no matter how little he gives her to work with. She tries to deny him by acting like she won't let him tell her what to do. He bails, then she basically goes, wait, come back. And here's the other one. She says, your photo just made my day. He says, okay. Now, you know, when we message with girls, right, we get that a lot, the one-word answer. Right? He's doing it to them. She says, okay to you, geez, don't like compliments, do we? He says, you're good. Make sure you read my profile, though, seriously. She says, yeah, I read it, and I'm okay as long as you're a different person. We all make mistakes. He says, sweet, not everyone thinks like that. Some people just think it's terrible to do things to young people. And the little boy was 6, so it wasn't a baby or anything. What are you up to? So now he's basically saying, I did it with a minor that was 6 and male. She says, it sounds like you've been through a lot and you learned your lesson, but right now I'm cooking dinner and you? He says, horny AF. She said, hi, you're kind of blunt, aren't you? He said, so do you live close to blank? You know, they blocked it out or what? She says, I'm about a couple minutes away, actually, and done. So, and this, another Redditor did another one with Jason, and he's got a symbol of the 1940s Germany on his arm. Same results. And again, read this, guys, because this is interesting stuff. I'm not going to keep reading all these stories, but here's our takeaway, okay? A lot of guys in the dating community, a lot of guys out there say, hey, if you have game, you can still do X, Y, Z, so on and so forth. And the rest of us say, look, here's the deal. If you make good money as a guy, okay, and you're in your 20s or your 30s, you're going to have a tough time dating, period. And unless you're exceptionally attractive. But if you're not, get muscle, right? That's what we're told. Get muscle, get good definition. You should be doing that for your health anyway. But, I mean, these guys are, most of them are pretty athletic. Get muscle, get height, which you can or can't get, like me, I don't have it. And, you know, get a good income, be a winner. Exude status, and you will be able to make it. Well, here these guys are saying, look, these guys that they put out on the dating apps, they don't have status. They don't necessarily have money. As a matter of fact, they're criminals, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So now we're saying, okay, women are like men now on dating apps, which is just, it's all about the looks. And that's okay. If that's what it is, that's what it is. Dating apps are done. But now put yourself in any normal dating scenario where it's not a friend of a friend or somebody that you know, or they get to know you through a third party. Say you're out at a club or you're doing something else, but you're not tall, you're not good looking, or you're not one of these other things. You have to have something funny and interesting to say to break the ice. Okay, let's say you can do that. What's going to keep them attracted to you? In the past, it was having power or having being a leader of men or being kind of what they call it alpha, right? And having game and having a good income. Those things don't much matter anymore. Because women now don't say, I should, you know, settle down with the best guy I can get. Women are saying, I can get it from anybody, really. It's easy for me because I'm dating 2 to 3 levels above me. So there is no reason for them to even really worry about a guy that they feel they have to work for a little bit. Now, maybe they will. I don't know. I've been out of the game for a little while. And some of you guys may say, hey, man, it's easier than ever. And you know what? That's cool, too. I never really had a hard time dating when I was dating. It wasn't a thing for me. It was just, but I also felt like all of the things that I was doing to date was just not worth my time. But the whole point is here that, you know, back in the day, it was easier because, you know, women still want men to make more than them. But now women are graduating college 20% more than men. And women are making higher salaries. As a matter of fact, Google did a self-internal audit and they found they were paying the women were averaging more income than men in the same positions. Google that one if you don't, or look it up on the web if you don't believe me on that one. So now women are not necessarily needing to find a guy that's better than them or makes more money because, well, who cares? They're just going out and just enjoying themselves, kind of like men do and men did in the past, which is, hey, she's good looking, she wants to be with me, I'm going to do it. And so is she, and so is she. So it's no longer about dating when they're young. The only time that changes is when it's either time to settle down for kids if she wants a family. A lot of times, though, they don't even do that, and they just pick this guy over here that seems to be attractive, and they say don't even worry about it, and then they decide to keep it because maybe she can get some child support or something. Or she says, I want to do this with a family, Well, she gets to ride the ride and have her fun until she's now 30s, mid-30s, some cases late 30s. You see all the articles that we talk about here about women freezing eggs and doing IVF and worrying about having a kid when they're almost 40 now. It's because that's when the wall's coming up and they're not getting all the attention that they used to. And then they say, now I'm willing to settle down. The only problem is guys don't really hit the wall in the same way. You know, I'm coming up on 50 years old. If I shave this, I look 30, 35. If I got a couple of little bit of Botox or something up in here, man, I might be knocking on 30. I get a little bit of this gray out of here. I've got an exceptionally young face. I don't have any crow's eyes or bags. And I'm 47 years old. So, you know, the last girl that I dated seriously was 26. When I was overseas traveling, most of the girls I was dating were between 19 and 23, especially over in like Poland and Ukraine and Germany. Matter of fact, Germany was two 21-year-olds, or one was 20 and one was 21. But the point being that we don't have the same challenges. So it used to be that guys would get all the action with girls, and girls would try to catch on to the best guy they can get. Now, if they don't catch on to the best guy they can get, they don't worry too much about it because they'll just pick a different one. And there's no longer that social stigma of being with too many guys. Now it's, oh, how dare you shame me for wanting to be out there and have my fun and so on and so forth. It's almost flipped, where if a guy does say, hey, you've had too many partners, the women try to say, oh, it's your problem. It's not my problem anymore. So the whole point of this is to say, you know what? Dynamics have changed. Things have changed around to maybe this is old man Joker. I used to do pretty well, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. But I don't do this anymore because it's too aggravating and it's too much work. But maybe I'm out of the loop. Maybe I just don't understand it anymore. And so you know, those guys that are out there and saying, hey, it's still as great as ever, you just got to play the game different, good on you. But for me, I'm not loving the game so much, and I'm seeing that maybe this isn't the best way to go anymore. It takes a lot of effort, and there's no guarantees. And nowadays, with some of the claims that are out there and where a girl can point her finger and say, you did a bad thing, and guys end up having no defense, little defense, or straight up going off to the vacation home with the bars on the windows, if you know what I mean, you have to ask yourself, is this worth it for just a little bit of fun in the sack? And if you're saying, hey, well, I want a girlfriend, not just the fun in the sack, good luck to you, because I got nothing on that one. Guys, if you want to support my work, links are below. If you have directly, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Guys, this is Joker. This is Better Bachelor. And the apps are dead. And if you can figure out how to do dating, good luck on you. But man, it's just, is it really worth it anymore? Thank you.